It's been a tough spring for the state's farmers and ranchers. Widespread flooding earlier this year has pushed back planting, and that's just the most recent challenge for South Dakota's ag producers. Financial uncertainty can lead to anxiety and depression, but now there's some help for farmers and ranchers and those who work closely with them. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has this story.
Walt Bones runs a family farm about 15 miles southwest of Sioux Falls. He grows corn and soybeans and raises cattle. It's another rainy spring morning when he answers my call from his truck near his fence line feed bunks.
I've got cattle that are screaming at me, "Why aren't you feeding me? Please get off the phone and dump some feed in the bunk so we got something to eat here." So.
Bones will need to focus on feeding his cattle until the fields dry out. He's already 2 weeks behind on planting, and he's far from the only one.
There's nobody in our area that's turned a wheel. Yeah, we're all kind of in the same boat. You've got to get 100 miles from here to find anybody that's got any spring field work done at all.
And every day Bones and his brothers aren't in the field this spring means a later fall harvest and the risk crops will freeze before they're mature. The uncertainty takes a toll.
You know, we're anxious and we're ready to go.
This is just the latest in a string of difficult years for South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Nate Franzine is president of the Agribusiness Division of First Dakota National Bank. He says a drop in commodity prices has left many of his customers financially strapped. That drop followed a growth phase that ended in 2013.
Certainly during those good times, there were opportunities for farms and ranches to make profit and get themselves positioned better financially. Many folks did that, but certainly others saw it as an opportunity to expand as well. And those that expanded and used leverage to do so are the ones probably feeling the pinch the hardest in this environment now.
Franzine says international trade disputes and other challenges make for an economic grind that's wearing many producers down.
You know, and then you couple financial strain and stress on top of that, you know, maybe some transitional issues with family members estate planning, and how do we put together a plan so that we can keep this business viable to the next generation. There's just all kinds of things that can be adding stress in certain situations.
Add to that difficult weather patterns, and it's a recipe for anxiety, stress, and depression. That's why Franzine wrote his monthly bank newsletter column on the importance of seeking help when the stress becomes too much. He says farmers are unlike other business owners who may be more willing to sell off an operation when another opportunity calls.
Well, in agriculture, we don't have that mentality very well. Certainly some do, but you know, there's a family history there. There's a connection to that land. It's a bit more of a way of life in addition to a business.
Franzine's recent column included some resources dedicated to mental health support. One of those is the Farmer's Stress Hotline through Avera Behavioral Health. Callers can talk with licensed counselors who direct them to resources based on individual needs. The statewide service launched in January, well before the snowstorms and flooding that caused so much trouble. Carl Olke is a physician assistant in psychiatry at Avera and the primary contact for the Farmer's Stress Hotline. He says they've seen an increase in calls across their entire coverage area since the bad weather, including parts of the Great Plains that received some of the worst flooding, like northeast Nebraska.
Obviously, folks in the middle of the flood aren't going to stop and kind of when they're trying to take care of their farm, their cattle, whatever. But now that we're a little bit past that, now we've seen some increased phone calls from that area.
While Avera's counselors connect callers with resources in their own area, they may also make an appointment to meet with Olke in Sioux Falls. He says that can be preferable for some.
A lot of these folks are in small towns where, you know, they've maybe go to church with their primary care provider. They go out to coffee with them and maybe they're not comfortable opening up to them in that setting.
And Olke's own experience running his family farm helps him relate.
When somebody comes in and sits down next to me, we're not talking psychiatry to begin with. We're talking what their operation entails. They want to know about me. It just opens up that rapport right away. And I think it does a wonderful job to kind of set the stage for the rest of the interview.
But sometimes it takes outside help to point people in the right direction. Nate Franzine with First Dakota National Bank says he and his ag banking colleagues offer solutions to clients who are struggling.
We don't profess to be mental health professionals, so we don't always diagnose or pick up on the signs as well as maybe a mental health professional can, but we certainly do observe and can see when there's a lot of stress in an operation.
Another source of support for struggling farmers comes from SDSU Extension, with workshops on the symptoms of depression and anxiety. As the outreach arm of South Dakota State University, extension programs offer resources on a wide variety of topics, many related to the agriculture industry. One of the workshops is designed for ag lenders, veterinarians, farm service agencies, and others who work closely with farmers and ranchers. Suzanne Stiluka is the director of the Food and Families Program at SDSU Extension. She says the class even allows participants to practice asking difficult questions, like, have you thought about hurting yourself?
Sometimes it's just literally having to say that question out loud for the first time in a place where you're comfortable practicing it. Again, myself, having gone through this training, that was the first time that I had to say that out loud and to practice that. And so just trying to take those steps together, because we are all in this together.
Stiluka says there's another workshop to help farmers and ranchers manage their own stress. It includes weather tips from the state climatologist. That hour and a half class includes an evening meal and 4-H activities so people can even bring their kids. The next SDSU Extension workshops are on May 23rd in Lemon, Winner, Mitchell, and Watertown. Stiluka says they can also provide workshops for individual companies and groups. As for Walt Bones and his family farm, they have a few contingency plans. His great-grandfather homesteaded the land in 1879, and so far they've survived the Dirty 30s and the farm crisis of the 80s. He understands both the pressure and pride that comes with that legacy. His advice when things get overwhelming? Talk to someone.
You know, we've been brought up to, you know, there's nothing we can't deal with. You know, we can fix if something, you know, something gets broke, we can fix it. Well, sometimes that doesn't work, and there's a lot of help out there.
Whether it's a hotline, a banker, a faith leader, or a friend, Bones says there's no shame in asking for a little help. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.